Welcome to the Misanthropic Principle, where people, well, me, I should say I, will talk about how I have a disdain for certain people. I really don't like humanity, but I have solidarity with other people, well, with the world. And I wanted to talk about CNN and how when I first started to really get into the events happening globally, like in a very, very deep way, I didn't know where to turn, and I just thought, well, I'll look at, like, I remember my parents saying, like, CNN's good, like, CNN's, like, balanced or something, and so I decided to watch CNN, and it was so disappointing. It left me feeling empty, like, there's a hollowness inside from watching CNN, because they don't give you news, and that goes for every single network, like, MSNBC, MSDNC, MS, whatever, whatever, broadcasting, yeah. And then Fox News, and I know Tucker Carlson sometimes says the right things, but he's so wrong about other things, and he doesn't know how to present it, and he's just riling up people sometimes, and other times he's trying to win them over, but he seems facetious and disingenuous to me at best, and I'm not impressed, Tucker Carlson. But anyway, so CNN left this gaping hole in your body. I don't like saying words like that, it's stupid. And, I guess soul, no. Well, I don't know, this new agey stuff, I'll talk about new age energies too. And there definitely is radiating positivity and negativity. I know I'm a very weird, haphazard podcast, and I have people interrupting me all the time too. But CNN was the worst, but it gave you perspectives of things, and then they framed it in a way that like fit their propagandistic lens. And one of the problems was that it would often make me cry to watch CNN and see the at least international news and the local, not local, but domestic news. And I remember one clip that I saw where I saw this young boy in one of the, what was it, 8 to 9 countries were actively bombing with drones and stuff, drone striking. I hate saying stuff, but I saw his legs blown off and he was crying out for his dad, I think. And it made me cry so much. But the angle that CNN was using was that we're here to prevent more boys and girls from this fate. And that wasn't even the case. Like, what they're trying to do is create that. And then create more photo opportunities to exploit. So then I came across other media, international media. I like RT, Russia, Today, I guess it was. And I like all the independent YouTubers, and I know the YouTube algorithm is fucking up everything, but Jimmy Dore is amazing. He still fires you up a lot, and that was like a huge cathartic release to watch Jimmy Dore for the first time. It was like a huge, almost like a guilty pleasure, because he almost thought he was like too far to the right or something. But no, he was too much of a unifier. Thought he was just a right. No, because I didn't understand him at first, you know? And then I understood him. I was like, this is exactly how I feel. And Chris Hedges and Richard Wolff are really amazing as far as... Richard Wolff is the best regarding economics, and Chris Hedges is really good regarding Palestine. Even Democracy Now!, be it on PBS, has good coverage on Israel and Palestine. It's like the only honest coverage within our media. And, let's see, but their coverage on Syria was lackluster, not lackluster, but, off, it was just off, and Afghanistan, too. They have to do it for PBS reasons. The Ford Foundation does fund them, and you don't want to be funded by these stupid foundations that want you to cater to their whims, and their ideologies. I can't speak properly. That's my problem. Welcome back to the Misanthropic Principle. In a democratic, modern democratic society, you need to have an educated population. And that is the problem. Our media does not allow for that to happen. Back to my podcast. Sorry for it being disjointed and stupid sounding, but... there is a whole generation, like Jimmy Dore said, just now I was watching, that doesn't remember Rodney King, but did you know that the FBI in any other local jurisdiction didn't even keep track of police violence or police shooting until recently. There's no way to know how many people have been killed by the police and over the years. So that's a tragic fact. And we have to come to terms with the knowledge that we live in a fascist country that is under martial law. They are basically just an extension of the military, and even under Obama, they used tanks to go after BLM, Black Lives Matter. I hate referring to people by color, but it is important to do so, but I'd rather say, like, African American, but some people find that offensive, and that makes me uncomfortable, too. Caucasian, that makes me uncomfortable, too. European American, that makes me uncomfortable, too. And so, it's weird. And, that's all for this segment. Okay, so try to get your pitchforks out, because guess what? All of the people that are looting you from Wall Street, who are looting us from Wall Street, they need to go retreat to their bunkers, because instead of hiding in broad daylight, they need to really just get out of society and let us take over and do direct democracy and rule ourselves anarchically. No monarchical CEOs and no fucked up government. But, yeah, we should do that. And then they want to say that burning down shit, people aren't even going to be rehired or anything, but burning down shit is a problem. I don't go with that line of thought. And, so I don't go with that line of thought. It's okay to burn stuff down when you're pissed off. Let's grab our yellow vests and show some solidarity with France, a very revolutionary country anyway. A lot of this left-right rightism came from the French Revolution too, and it literally had to do with where people were sitting, like right or left. And that's the root of that. And let's see, in France they're given, everybody that gets their driver's license or has a car has like a yellow vest and like maybe one orange coat or something, or no reflector or something in their car, and they can that's why they did the yellow vest protest. Just an interesting trivial tidbit there. And another quick piece of information. I have to say I agree with Jamie Dornan when he said that the only people that become police officers, and he has a lot of police officers in his family, are those that have a bully or those that did bully in school. Excuse me.
Twitter.
Okay, I'm recording another segment on my podcast. Have you all noticed? I have to keep all these electronic harassment bits in, too. I don't know why the bitch won't shut up. John, can you make her shut up? I'm doing my podcast, please! Anyway. Have you noticed that the police are the ones that always start the violence? They're the ones that always bring on the violence, yeah. I don't want to talk to you. Can you make her shut up? Why won't you respond? Tell him to shut up. Tell Jessica to stop talking. Whoa.